Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP. I've got to run to keep from having, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
He does it to me every time, blasting that music in my headset, and it still fools me. Still Paul on the other side. We got Fleeks coming in, and I'm with you for a five-hour midnight ride as we got you all the way to 5 o'clock in the morning in the warm-up show on this Tuesday morning. 888-808-1019. Let's start with some baseball, because it's not often I get to react to a little bit of breaking news, and I guess this is breaking news as we watch the New York Mets. We'll get to them as soon as that game ends. They're leading the Dodgers 2-0 right now. And Paul Blackburn continues the Mets pitching lab. It is unbelievable. The guy hasn't pitched since August. And he comes out here and he's striking out Ohtani and shutting down the Dodgers. And God knows the Yankees couldn't do it. But we'll start with what Keith ended with. And obviously we saw it from Jeff Passan, so you know it's legitimate. The closer of the New York Yankees, Weaver, has now, it's a hamstring, we're reporting. It was a calf, we thought. Now it's a hamstring. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks for this Yankee team. And, you know, the initial reaction is, as much as I like to downplay things, Weaver, and as good as this team has been, right? And you know how I feel. And we can get back into the Dodgers series if you'd like. I don't put too much emphasis on it. It would have been nice. Listen, you want to win every series. They had won 8 consecutive series heading into that series against the Dodgers. They went in to LA and played the defending champs and one of the best teams in baseball right now, and certainly everyone's pick because God knows it's some sort of World Series matchup that the Yankees better figure out, otherwise they'll never win a championship. So I guess everyone thinks they'll just be in the World Series, so it's the best team in baseball. They went into their building, lost 2 out of 3, got beat up on a Saturday game that now is going to be very important on how we look at it and how pitchers were used in the game, because clearly we all know pitchers don't get hurt on their own. The manager must have done something stupid to get the pitcher injured. We never see pitcher injuries. But that series, ultimately, for a team that's playing really well in the New York Yankees, the offense has been one of the best in baseball. What we see from Ryan Yarbrough in that game on Sunday night and the starting pitching in this team, even the bullpen, so many arms playing so well. The Weaver injury is a difficult one for the New York Yankees for a couple of reasons. One, he is without question the backbone of the bullpen. He is without question for many Yankee fans, and we know this. As much as, and I talk about this a lot with the Yankee bullpen in the closer position, believe it or not, I know there's a lot of shaky losses. And I understand that Chapman blew games in the postseason, but for the most part, I remember when Mariano Rivera left, thinking, my God, how are they ever going to get another closer like him? How are we ever going to feel as confident in the ninth inning ever again? And for the most part, the Yankees have brought in a lot of damn good closers, had good years, obviously haven't won a World Series, and none of them have been Mo. But Weaver feels like the most reliable. Something about his mound presence, since coming over here and taking over the closer role last year for Clay Holmes, Weaver has been someone who the Yankees rely upon, someone who's able at times, less so once he became the closer, but a guy who can go multiple innings. But right now, in a bullpen that's been relatively pretty damn good, this is a guy who clearly is the backbone, the closer, and someone who's come in, hardly given up a run this year, and is clearly the backbone of the bullpen and that last guy who changes the dynamic of who they are. And clearly, the secondary obstacle here is now, I would think, and I know Yankee fans don't want to see it, and I know Yankee fans are convinced that Devin Williams, despite being a closer for the last several years, despite being one of the best closers in baseball for the last several years, despite being one of the best relievers, period, in baseball over the last several years, there is this belief that the ninth inning is too much for him. We saw him pitch in the ninth inning with a 4-run lead in the last bad performance, which is really his only bad performance over his last 10 or so appearances. Now you are probably, I don't think they're going to go mix and match. I don't think they're going to go with their lanes as they like to do. Devin Williams is going to be thrusted into the closer role for this team now. That's just what's going to happen. The New York Yankees are going to make Devin Williams the closer. They traded for him. He is one of the best relievers in baseball over the last handful of years. He has been a closer. This is not new to him. This is not, you know, they brought in a damn good reliever. He's having a great year, and now you throw. He has been the cream of the crop, the elite of the elite in Major League Baseball, doing it in the ninth inning. He is going to be the closer for the New York Yankees. And clearly what we've seen, I'm telling you that's what's going to happen. That doesn't mean that it's not scary as hell, because the guy has been shaky in every single closing situation we have seen this year. And for a team that now, coming off its first series loss in the last 8, still very comfortable in the division lead, still feel pretty good in the down, lousy American League, they have now have to go through the rest of this month and a half, as the reports are he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. You're looking at after the All-Star break. You're still waiting for Luis Gil. They've got, hopefully, Giancarlo Stanton coming back soon. You're expecting Cruz, who is going to be huge to get back into this pen, who him and his splitter at the point before his injury were striking out more batters than anyone in all of baseball from the reliever position. So, like, getting him back is going to be important. Jazz is coming back. But this stretch right now, like, now without this bullpen, without the security, if you look back at this Yankee season, right, the bottom of the rotation, which was a young Will Warren who hadn't found himself yet, and hopefully he finds himself again after being just atrocious on Saturday against the Dodgers. But Will Warren and Cookie Carrasco were terrible at the bottom of the rotation. That was one of the key things about this team, as obviously you lost Gerrit Cole and obviously you lost Luis Hill. The bottom of the rotation with Cookie Carrasco and Will Warren were killing the team early on in the season before they hit their stride and built this division lead. But the other thing, without question, was Devin Williams blowing games at the back end. That was the only thing keeping the Yankees from having this division lead from the start of the year. Devin Williams was atrocious and dragged this team down. And he is going to be thrusted right back into that spot. Now, he's going to be on thin ice. I don't think it's going to be anything where he can pitch terrible forever until Weaver gets back and there's no one else they'll thrust into that closer spot. But he is going to get it first. And we are going to find out. And here's the positive Yankee shill part of me. Not that I think Weaver should lose his closer job to the injury. There's nothing Williams can do for me. Weaver is the closer of this team. And when Weaver comes back in 4 to 6 weeks, Weaver is the closer of this team yet again. The only way he loses his job if he doesn't pitch well. But I do think this is an opportunity for Weaver to find himself. Now, I know he's been pitching better. I know we've seen, again, another good performance. He pitched well on Saturday. He pitched well on Sunday. He's starting to find himself. But he won't be himself until he gets back on the horse in these spots and finds whether or not he can do it in a Yankee uniform. This is an opportunity for a team with a division lead, a team that's clearly the best team in their division, a team that's one of the two best teams in the American League, a team that's going to the postseason no matter what happens over the next 4 to 6 weeks with the closer position. This is a spot for Devin Williams, who was brought here, obviously has the ire of the fan base, has something to do with the beard policy, which pisses people off. This is an opportunity for Devin Williams to step up and find himself again. And I've been saying this the entire year. The Yankees are good enough to get to the postseason. The Yankees probably now, watching how the Red Sox play, watching how the rest of this division is shaken out, with Baltimore being a dreadful team. The Yankees are good enough without Devin Williams to make it to the postseason. And let's be honest, maybe, even maybe, the Yankees could be good enough to get through the American League without Devin Williams. But if you want to be as good as this Yankee team can be, with all the pivots we talk about, with all the everything, with the offense, with Aaron Judge, with missing Juan Soto, with whatever you want to talk about, if this team, with Rice has emerged and Trent Grisham has had this incredible year, and you know the depth of this team and the athleticism of this team and the youth of this team and Dominguez, and we'll find out about his thumb as he might be going on the IL for all we know. The best version of the New York Yankees, without question, has Devin Williams at his best and Weaver healthy and at his best at the back end of the pen. And if they want to do what we all hope they do and what they haven't done since 2009, they are going to need Williams and Weaver to be themselves and be the best they can be at the back end. And you want Devin Williams to be that guy. And this is an opportunity for him to find himself.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Be thrusted back into the closer role, full beard intact, having to step up to help the Yankees, help his teammates, help his bullpen with the closer going on the injured list. This could be an opportunity for Williams to find himself. We will find out. And it also could be an opportunity for once and for all end the debate on whether or not he's going to be the closer and, quite honestly, whether or not he's going to be back with this team next year, which already feels like he won't be. But a poor stretch here and losing his closer job again in the next 4 to 6 weeks would almost seal the deal and really make me feel a lot worse I'll be honest with you. As much as I'm confident in this Yankee team and the fact that they're the best team in the American League, if Devin Williams can't figure this out, if the pressure of the closer role and the ninth inning is too much for him, if stepping in for Weaver is something that he can't do for this team, I'm not going to be that confident with him in any big spot the rest of the way. This could be a time period where we find out who Devin Williams is and whether or not he's going to be capable and whether or not all the talk about him, I don't care what he did in Milwaukee, it's not the Bronx, or if that talk is real or that talk was just overreaction to a guy coming over here with the New York Yankees and struggling to begin his Yankee career like we have seen from countless guys before. This could be a positive for the New York Yankees. And at worst, it could be the answer to whether or not Devin Williams is going to be the threat we hope he could be come the postseason. And then let's just get to the obvious. Because I took a call on this the other day. And then I heard a bunch of calls calling in as I was listening to Keith driving in. I understand that Aaron Boone's going to get blamed for every loss. We've already done that. We've been there. I understand it. I get annoyed with it at times, but I'm kind of used to the idea that it doesn't matter how they lose, Aaron Boone's at fault. Players win, Aaron Boone loses. I understand that. I've gotten used to it. The Yankee players are undefeated and Boone's yet to have a victory this year. I get it. But if we're going to blame him for pitchers getting injured, it's going to drive me crazy. I understand it's awkward and different, and I wish he didn't pitch in the Saturday game of a blowout. But the idea we're going to blame a manager for pitching a pitcher. He didn't do anything weird with him. He didn't pinch run him. He didn't ask him to throw 40 pitches in an inning. He pitched a pitcher who hadn't pitched since Tuesday on Friday with Monday off. And on Sunday night, he gets hurt in warmups, and we are going to blame the manager for throwing him on Saturday, drives me up a wall. Like, it actually makes me angry. Because it's ridiculous. If you look at the situation, Warren doesn't make it out of the second inning on Saturday. He gets four outs in the game. You have to get 23 outs out of your bullpen. And I don't know if you watched the game, but every single reliever he brought in was ineffective and threw a ton of pitches and got beat around the ballpark. You can't sacrifice. They're still down Cruz. They have to get through the next game is Yarbrough, and we're all confident in Yarbrough, and then he goes out and does what he does. But who knows how many guys you're going to have to throw on Sunday? You can't just compromise the bullpen and ask De Los Santos to throw 50 pitches or ask Leiter to throw 50 pitches or ask Hamilton to throw 50, 60 pitches and have these guys possibly, you know, ruin their arms or get injured themselves. You can't ask them to go about throwing 100 pitches and just getting the brains beat in to save Weaver from pitching on in a spot where he hasn't pitched in 3 days. Like, I don't like the idea that high-end relievers came into that blowout game. I get it. If any of those relievers were effective in the slightest, maybe you wouldn't have to do it. And then you can't go to the position player with the new rules in Major League Baseball. You're not allowed to go to the position player to the ninth inning. Someone had to cover the innings. It's amazing. Thank God Devin Williams didn't get hurt in such a dangerous situation. Oh, man. Imagine if they both went. I'm surprised they didn't both go down. I mean, it's thankful that Devin Williams also made it through that thing safe. What a reckless and dangerous thing the manager did, pitching a pitcher. Like, it's crazy to me. There was not an ounce of criticism, not an ounce of it, until the injury was announced on Sunday Night Baseball. Then suddenly, everybody's up in arms about the idea that, or at least a lot of the fans are, about the idea that Boone went to him on a Saturday of a blowout loss. Like, it's absolute. Every time, you know, the guy comes in with a 4-run lead, and then and people are mad that he's, like, why would you bring in your closer in a 4-run lead? Do you know when they said that? Do you know when people got mad as he came in the first game against the Angels with a 4-run lead? The only time they got mad was when the next game, they need Williams to close out a game with a 3-run lead, and he's hanging on for dear life. The guy, Devin Williams, who we're going to find out about, and I just did that, Devin Williams has blown how many 4-run leads in this season? How many? How many times are we screaming, how the hell did you not go to Weaver there? How many times? How many? But he goes to him in a 4-run lead, and we scream about it. Devin Williams can't hold the 3-run lead, and we scream about it. We scream about everything Boone does. It drives me absolutely nuts. He goes to Weaver. Why would he do that? He doesn't go to Weaver. How do you go to Williams with only a 4-run lead? It doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter what he does. Unless every pitcher gets every out and every inning from the offense leads to a run. I just heard a caller talking about how much the Yankees are shuffling their lineup. Are we serious? That's a problem. Like, it's amazing to me. The Yankees are 5 games up in their division. They're clearly one of the 2 best teams in the American League. They're down their star. They're down their ace in Gerrit Cole. They're down their rookie of the year in Luis Gil. We haven't had an at bat from Giancarlo Stanton. Everybody told me the team sucked. Every single talking head told me that the offense was going to stink and maybe they'll be in third or fourth place. They're in first place by a mile, and all we do is complain about the manager for every loss. It drives me up a wall. He's not perfect. He's making mistakes. I don't agree with everything he did. I'll tell you one right now. Will Warren's out there on the mound as a young kid against the Dodgers getting his brains beat in, not a mound visit. They just left him out there to just figure it out. And I don't know if that was on purpose, let the kid figure it out or whatever, but it made absolutely no sense to me. How did they not go out there and calm down Will Warren? I don't know. Boone's not infallible. He makes a bunch of dumb stuff. But now, like every manager does, but now a guy gets hurt on Sunday and it's because he pitched on Saturday. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. It's driving me crazy. 888-808-1019. So a little baseball to get started as we're waiting for the Mets to end. Ohtani did hit a home run in the bottom of the 7th. It is now 2-1 Mets. We'll get to that as soon as that game goes down. And, you know, Blackburn's been incredible. It was incredible in the start, and the Mets starting pitching and what they do. It's on another level. I talk about how the Yankees have done a great job with the bullpen and how the Yankees find these guys and do a good job with it. You know, the Astros had a time period where they, you know, resurrected a lot of these older pitchers' careers. I mean, nobody, you know, people don't remember, but Verlander, nobody wanted him. He was at the end of his career, and they completely resurrected him. Charlie Morton resurrected him. They did an incredible job with the starting rotation. I don't know if I've ever seen a more successful operation than the Mets have done over the last 2 years with their starting rotation. I don't know if I've ever seen it. And Blackburn hasn't pitched since last August. He comes in and shuts down the Dodgers and makes Ohtani look terrible. The minute he's out of the game, boom, home run from Ohtani. It's amazing what they're doing with the starting rotation. And of course, we will get to the New York Knicks. A lot of this show over the next 4.5 hours or so. We're going to be at the New York Knicks. Some of the overreactions that I've heard over the last 24 hours and some of the thoughts again about another coach we love to blame. We love to blame those coaches. As Tibbs is clearly the problem with this group, we'll get to that as well.